This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ready, Freddy, Freddy. It's 7 after the hour. Another hour of conversation to show how powerful we are idea-wise here in this country. We have the opportunity to share our thoughts, and the perspectives of Jennifer Horn are important. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen is off this week. I have a couple of different people lurking around the studio in Washington. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to another Good Day performance. Jennifer, what do we have that's trending?
Well, Starbucks is catching some heat. This is a really interesting story. Remember a few weeks ago when those two black men were arrested at Starbucks and it caused a big problem for the Starbucks Corporation because apparently they were waiting for someone and were arrested for not buying something before they used a restroom? Well, Starbucks had a huge overreaction or reaction to what happened there. And instead of apologizing, they issued an everyone is welcome policy, which means that they saw in the last couple of weeks, people essentially turning Starbucks into homeless shelters. People were doing drugs at Starbucks. They were not asked to leave. People were sort of setting up shop and living at Starbucks. So to combat that problem, this past Monday, Starbucks revealed another policy that said employees now have detailed instructions on what to do if someone is behaving in a disruptive manner, such as smoking, using drugs or alcohol, using restrooms improperly, or sleeping. So now Starbucks is saying that you can come into Starbucks and you can stay all day if you want to, and you don't have to buy anything, but you have to act in the manner of good taste, apparently.
What a business model.
Isn't this crazy? Yeah. I just you had such a huge overreaction that all of a sudden now you're letting everybody come into your restaurant. They'll never have to be a customer, but they can come in and camp. They can live in your bathroom. They can shower in your bathroom. And they're going to catch a lot of heat for telling people, well, now you have to act in the vein of good taste. Pretty unbelievable.
And who decides what that is?
The employees, who now are charged to be the security guards, apparently, at Starbucks.
For them. Yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm. How much you get paid for working at Starbucks?
You actually get a decent wage. I think Starbucks is kind of on par with another West Coast operation, In-N-Out, as being one of the more, I think, generous.
Progressive when it comes to pay.
They get health care and that sort of thing.
So what's $12 an hour, $14 an hour? What are they?
Maybe.
They're a little above the national, right? Aren't they above the national minimum wage? So
right.
I think, are they like 13 maybe an hour?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that there's this, once Starbucks gave this okay that anybody can use their bathrooms, now they're on the line for having to deliver on that. They have to provide Wi-Fi. They have to provide nice bathrooms, clean environments for people that never intend to be their customers. And I think it's so stupid. Of course, if you are going to allow people to use your restroom, they should either buy something or leave a tip or sneak in. You're not operating a public bathroom. You're operating a business. It's crazy.
It is crazy. All right, Victoria, what do you have?
Well, Meghan Markle's family is in the news. This time it's her nephew, Tyler Dooley. He's a 25-year-old pot farmer from Oregon. We mentioned him a few weeks ago. He had Markle Sparkle. He had named a strain after Meghan Markle. Well, he was part of the caravan of her family that she doesn't speak to, who went to London to commentate on one of the morning shows while the royal wedding was happening. Well, apparently only a few hours after the wedding, he got arrested, and he had a concealed knife in a nightclub. He blamed President Trump for the knife, saying that his comments about how London is not safe prompted him to conceal a knife. And that's why he brought it.
Okay. Right. And how did he get it there? Did he put it in a bag? He didn't. Hopefully he didn't bring it in and get through TSA.
You know, that's a really good question. Can you check a knife in your bag?
Yes, you can check a knife. You can check a gun, I think, in your bag, can't you, Jennifer? I think you can.
No.
I'm not mistaken. No, you can't do it.
No, I think you have to pack it. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Yeah. You can't get on a plane. You're not supposed to get on a plane.
No, you can't carry it on the plane.
Right. No. But I think you can check a gun for sure.
You probably check it.
Yeah. I don't know if they what that process is, but maybe he did the same thing with this knife. He was with his mother and his brother and his girlfriend, and so they have not spoken to Meghan Markle in 20 years, but their TV appearance on Good Morning Britain apparently was seemed very important.
Yeah. All right, other people in the news. New York Mayor Bill Blah Blasio reportedly instructed the police department to stop arresting people found smoking the wacky weed. The report is the mayor has ordered the police to give summons instead. People issuing a summons still required to appear in court before a judge, but instead of being held in police custody, it's their responsibility to show up in court.
And good, you know, it's like a traffic ticket.
Yeah, it's silly. The whole thing, all of this stuff about marijuana is just plain silly. So, but
being held overnight or over a weekend
for that stuff,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
So maybe the first thing that Blah Blasio has ever done that made any sense to me. Senator Bernie Sanders in the news says he will run again for the Senate. He said, "Quote: If reelected, you can be sure I'll continue to be the fiercest opponent in the Senate to the right-wing extremism, Jennifer, of President Trump." And those no goods from the Republican Party.
He didn't say that, but
it's close. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay. No, but Doug,
he was first elected to the Senate in 2006 after serving as Vermont's only congressman for 16 years. And maybe he'll run again so they can have the old fart squad. He and Joe Biden run in the primaries for the Democratic nomination.
He's too old.
President.
How old is Bernie? I know
70,
he's not.
576, somewhere in there.
That's too old. We need
not
new,
as old
fresh
as Joe
blood.
Biden.
No, Joe
no.
Biden.
No, and Joe Biden's too old, too. It just We need some young, fresh blood.
Me, I'll run. I'm younger than they are. I'll run for president. Doug for president. Pope Francis for president.
It's just amazing to me that Bernie looks so much older than Joe Biden, but yet he actually is younger. Which is
Pope Francis in the news. Made comments to a gay man.
No, he's not. He's a year older.
Who is?
76,
Bernie?
Guys.
I did what
Bernie,
I just said.
76, he's a year older than Joe.
I think I said he was 76.
Well, I just thought he was a year younger.
I think that was your host. I think I was the one who said he was 76.
Yeah, it was my thought. Right.
Yeah, 76.
What?
Okay.
Okay, go
Pope
ahead.
Francis. Who,
crazy.
What? Huh? I'm crazy?
You're crazy.
Thank Nothing you. Makes somebody sound younger than going, huh?
Huh?
He just did that, huh?
Pope Francis is old as well, but he's still kind of with it. Comments to a gay man over the weekend that God made you like this. They've been embraced, those comments, by the LGBT community. Another sign the Pope's desire to make gay people feel welcomed and loved in the church. Juan Carlos Cruz, the whistleblower in Chile's clerical sex abuse and cover-up scandal, said he spoke to the Pope about his homosexuality during a meeting with him at the Vatican. The Pope invited Cruz and other victims of the predator priests in Chile to discuss their cases. Cruz said he told the Pope how Chile's bishops used his sexual orientation as a weapon to try to discredit him and of the pain that has caused him. And the Pope said, "Look, Juan Carlos, the Pope loves you this way. God made you this way, and he loves you."
Do we really think that the Pope said that, though? See, this is not the Pope confirming it. This is this guy saying that's what the Pope said to him.
Yes.
And you know, there is no one who's more, you know, pro-gay, pro-LGBTQ than I am. But I don't know that the Pope went so far as to actually say God made you this way. In the past, Pope Francis has said things like, "Who am I to judge?" And he has said things that are still in line with the Catholic Church and the teachings. But I don't know. I would be very happy if he did say this, but I don't know.
I could see him saying it. I think I could see him saying it.
You really think that he's gone that far now?
It would be earth-shaking in the Catholic Church.
It would be, though. I know.
And
that's what I'm saying.
The Catholic Church can stand a little earth-shaking.
Well, you know what? I know that's what you think, but you're not the Pope, so I think we need to.
I could be, though. I'd be an excellent Pope.
But, Jen, you know what I'm saying, right, Jen?
I do, and I think that he's always talked about acceptance. I just don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if that's exactly what he said.
You know what? I think if I can't be president, I should be the Pope. Either one or the other.
The guy who can't stand religion wants to be the head of the largest organized religion on the planet.
Ego. So there's that. Yeah.
Thank you. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Want to be in a hair-raising profession? Want to know how to handle people who blow their tops? Ever thought of selling toupees for a living? That's all possible thanks to Vito's famous toupee salesman school, where their motto is, lay a hand on my head, and brother, you're dead. At Vito's famous toupee salesman school, you'll learn how to make a bald man feel better simply by saying things like, at least you'll be the first one to know when it's raining, and let me put on these sunglasses. The glare is reflecting off your skin. Sell the top-of-the-line toupees made from shaved leg hairs. Bottom of the line for the cost-conscious with the toupee made from Brooke Shields eyebrows. Also available. Those people who want to learn how to sell toupees, go to Vito's famous toupee salesman school as it's near as your telephone. When you call, better say yes. Remember, it ain't smart to say no to a bald man named Vito.
Where are you getting these?
This is awful.
I want you to appreciate the good commercials. So that's why, once in a while, you come up with something silly. 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 Silliness. It's good to be silly once in a while. 21 and a half after. No, it isn't quite 21 and a half. But almost 20 past. 21 past. See that whole thing through me.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. I watched Anderson Cooper's story about Google on 60 Minutes. Anybody else see that 60 Minutes overview?
I did not, no.
It wasn't news. It was a story. Bill sort of touted as the usual 60 Minutes investigative journalism. I don't think it was. It was pretty biased, pretty much like a lot of the stuff is on 60 Minutes. And a lot of people that I talked to, Victoria, about this thought it was pretty ignorant.
Well, what's the story? I don't know what it was about.
It was all about whether Google was too big or not. They basically described them as evil, as having negative business practices. And I think,
well, that's,
you know,
all true. That's already been proven.
Well, but
and
they're not any more or less than other big corporations where their incentives.
Worse press.
I don't know. I mean, you heard me talking about them, and I didn't like what I found, but I think if you didn't see the story, maybe that's the difference here. I just find that more and more some of the things on 60 Minutes are getting heavy-handed. CBS, not that CBS isn't capable of doing that, and has all along, but I think that I remember being connected to a story that they did a number of years ago, and they got the story so wrong. I'm not saying I'm a fan of Google. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is that the type of television that was presented was very one-sided and very much a hatchet job on Google. That's the way I read it. And I don't understand what the motivation is. Why does 60 Minutes or CBS feel like they have to do a hatchet job on anybody? We present the story, but then 60 Minutes isn't really a news. They'll bill it as something that's newsy, but it's not. It's interview-based. It's story time and not news time. And that's the problem we have with the news media. There's such a blur between, you know, 60 Minutes produced by the news department at CBS. And that story was not, there was not one bit of news in there because they covered the stuff you were just talking about, Victoria. All of the things that were said about Google that were this, that, or the other thing. And I just,
and I'll watch the piece, but all I'm saying is I understand why Google would be a target because Amazon has not had the same problems, and Amazon's huge. So Amazon hasn't had the same problems that Google has had. So, like, I understand why, if you're going to pick a company, all right, who can we talk about that's too big and has a lot of bad press? Well, Uber's not as big as Google, so you couldn't really pick Uber in that category. But Google is that's the right target. But Google's trying very hard to revamp their image in a lot of ways, too. So well, I haven't seen the piece, but
that wasn't part of the piece. Yeah, they are trying hard to change the way.
Right, but they're trying to revamp it because it's all true. There's a lot of really negative stuff that's gone on at Google.
You missed my point. The point is that it wasn't the news. It was a news.
I can't help. I can't change 60 minutes. I can only.
I didn't ask you to. I'm just. I made my observations.
I think it's a sign of the. It's a sign of the times, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Yeah, that
and it is exhausting. You're right. It is exhausting to try to figure out. The average person looks at stuff like that and they, oh wow, look at that. And it's not news at all. It's a pejorative piece aimed at making Google look bad. My point isn't.
But if Google's
that I'm
already made themselves look
up,
bad, why?
But that's not the point. This is
so what
this
is the
billed,
point then?
The point is that it's billed as a news program, and that is a news. It's a piece aimed at scratch and sniff on Google. It's just I find it annoying. I find CBS News annoying. I find all the news media annoying. Let's talk about the music. Media. Steven Tyler, new documentary called Steven Tyler Out on a Limb, chronicling his high profile move from to Nashville. Where was he before that? Where did he hang his hat before that? Before
well,
he went
aren't there. They is Aerosmith's originally from Boston, aren't they?
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right, so the documentary frames his move as a huge risk. But even the members of his backing band, the Loving Mary, say in the film that the transition, musically, personally, was pretty seamless.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call or order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Four after the hour now on the DJD program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan for a discussion of what's happening in the world. Those of you, and I mean the world, underscore world, traveling around the world today. The news from China, they've taken an important first step in their mission to explore the dark side of the moon. Launch a new satellite, the relay satellite, will establish a communication link between our planet and the lunar probe. So how do we feel about the Chinese reaching out to the moon? How do we feel, given the fact that we, in America, think that we sort of are the owners and operators of the moon, even though it's sticky, because who controls the moon? Is it supposed to be the United Nations, because it's part of our planet? Ever think about that? And the aspects of control, the potential for military abuse seems to me goes along with that. They are going to connect with a rover that's up there. This is not the first time that they've been up to the moon. Second part of a mission, the lunar rover is going to move around. Wouldn't you think we ought to be working together, all of us, those of us who are interested for any number of reasons, we ought to all be together when it comes to putting people on the moon. Man, I don't get this.
But isn't that what the International Space Station is about?
Well, in a manner of speaking,
point, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure China is signed on to that. The Russians are on it. Europeans are on it. We're on it. I don't think...
You just answered my question. I was going to say, who else is in space? Russia and China and...
Well, the European Space Agency has never sent anything to the moon, but they do have they have ownership and occupy part of the space at the International Space Station. But I just... They're so expensive, these trips. And at the end of the day, shouldn't we all benefit by working together? One of the things that was most unifying, other than, I think I said this the other day, the wedding of the prince and the princess, or whatever she's called, the duchess. What's she called? What's
she's
Meghan?
Duchess. Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah, all right. So that that television presentation was viewed by more people around the world than anything other than the 1968 or 69 launch in July of the trip to the moon, the first people walking on the moon. That was a unifier. What my point here is the conquest, if that's the right word, exploration of space is a unifying and can serve as a wonderful way for the various countries who have the ability to do this to work together, seems
right.
to me.
That's true. Although, like you said, though, maybe China has some ulterior motives of, shady stuff. But China wouldn't have to go to the moon. They can just launch satellites like everybody else does and spy on us. They don't need that.
The race for space technology now, especially with it being privatized for the most part in this country, it's on. I think we saw the space race with governments, but now it's like the public sphere, right, is to see who can get the most technology quickly so that they can use it. That's huge money.
Yeah, big money. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. Other travel news, speaking of big money, those of you who have started to make your flight arrangements for your airfare to here, there, and everywhere vacation-wise this summer. Latest stats from the International Air Transport Association, the cost of jet fuel is more expensive than it was last year by about twice. The climb starts to sting as people go into June, July, August. Big months for travel. Planes are all filled anyway, but this could affect the fare you play. They always charge more in the summer than they do in the winter because more people want to travel. It's just pressure on the inventory. Unless you have bought, for example, if you were traveling and you knew in February that you were going to go somewhere in June and you bought the tickets in February, prices, even though higher, are not going to be that you'll have paid less than somebody who were buying the ticket today to travel 3 weeks from now. And by the way, whenever, if you ever sit in a plane and you ever want to have some fun, ask the people next to you what they paid for the trip. You'll never find two people who paid the same price.
It's
never.
True.
Yeah. Never. Mm-hmm. Never. American Airlines retrofitting a couple of hundred of the new 737s to get 12 more seats into each of them. Insist the new seats will actually have more leg room because they're taking space out of the bathrooms instead.
Can I just ask, where are they getting the space from the bathrooms? Because the bathrooms are so tiny you can't turn around as it is. So where are they taking the space from?
The new Neo 737s that are just online now have been reconfigured. They're a little bit longer. They're and so you can get extra rows in. But in order to get that last row in, they have to cut the size of the toilet. And I don't have an answer to that. I've not been on one of those new 737s.
You hover your rear end into the lawn.
Yeah, right.
You just actually
squeeze it in.
Get outside the bathroom and just hover in.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Unbelievable. The
really
last plane I was on, the bathroom was so small.
Yeah.
I think about what people do when they're being naughty on airplanes. I don't know how the heck they do it. Where does somebody go? Like, how
it'll
do you get two people in there?
It'll be tougher to be naughty now.
Man.
Hotels setting the stage for a problem. Those of you who travel a lot and you stay in hotels, I'm going to a convention in New York. When is that? Next week? Week after next?
2 weeks?
The 3rd, 4th, 7th, the 8th. It's the 8th. So I'm staying in I've forgotten what it's a Marriott, I'm not, it's down on 7th and 26th, I think, somewhere down in there. And when I look at these things, I wonder to myself, what am I really getting into? And how many of you think, or how many of you know, that nearly a third of all disease that we have in the United States is linked to water in hot tubs in hotels? That is, the water in that you brush your teeth and the stuff you take a bath in. There's a new government report out.
Okay, I don't know if it's that. I've heard that it's hotel hot tubs are disgusting. I didn't hear about water in the sink. It's not like you're drinking them and brushing your teeth.
No, it's that they don't clean the grout and stuff around the toilet, around the tub. That's the point. Yeah. I mean, it all can be kind of gross. Well, and I don't know what you do. What do you do about traveling? So what is all this information so you can get warned by this agency or that agency not to do this or not to do that?
But where do you go? What's the specific warning here, though? Because I'm a little confused. So it started out with brushing teeth, and now it's hot tub. Okay, I'm confused.
Not bathtub.
What are you not supposed to do according to this new warning?
You're not supposed to get into a bathtub and take a bath.
Okay.
Take a shower.
No, it's the hot tub story. It's hotel pools and hot tubs.
Yeah, but there's also
problem with... Doug's right. I've read about this on a lot of different travel sites, that the hotel bathtubs, they don't ever clean them.
Gross.
So unless you want to go and clean the tub yourself first, which I would recommend doing anyway, then it's okay, but they don't really clean the tubs.
I like to take baths. I would prefer to take a bath than to take a shower, because I like to just sit and soak. It's good for my back, good for... It just makes you feel better.
Well, but when I look around, too, it's extra relaxing.
Yeah, but when you look around at some of the stuff, especially if you ever look up the pipe, if you look up the look at the spout and see what's in there.
I used to stay at a hotel in Vegas that used to have love tubs in the center of the room.
Oh, I remember that.
In them because
that was the dirtiest damn hotel.
And in Imperial. Vegas too. I just have such Vegas just makes it extra skeevy to me.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless you get around some of those bugs.
Yeah, unless it follows you home.
That was the old Imperial Palace.
Yeah.
Did they ever tear that down, or is that still?
They just refashioned it. It's now called the Link.
Really?
Yeah,
so the Nazi doesn't own it anymore. Is he dead? He died, I think, didn't he? Yeah.
And it was alleged. He was allegedly a Nazi, not really.
Of course he was. He shaped, if you flew over the hotel in a helicopter, it looked like a swastika.
Oh, stop it. Don't buy into it.
And he had Hitler's cars on display.
Yeah, but he also had a lot of cars on display.
Wait, who was this person? I don't even know who you're talking about.
He was
I'm
trying to remember what his name was.
Ralph something.
Ralph,
or something like that.
He came from North Dakota and had a lot of money from land development. So he went down to Las Vegas and he bought a hotel. And it was called the Imperial Palace. And it was the most nauseous place.
Even naming it Imperial. I turned 21 there. I did lots of things in that hotel. It was fine.
Really? Good for you.
Did you goose step in that hotel too, Jen? It kind of sounds like.
43 past the hour on the DJV show.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off. the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the result.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
The DJV show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The situation in Hawaii, as long as we're talking about traveling, that volcano and the lava from it oozing out into the ocean still, and the toxic hazard that seems to be building there from the eruption. This was, what, 2 weeks ago? The steam came out, and then this, whatever that steam cloud mixed with glass and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, there's bits and pieces of what glass.
Volcanic, it forms glass.
Ash, and something else.
Yeah, right.
Well, sand, that's how glass is formed, from sand being melted. You didn't know that?
No, that's what I said, from the heat. I thought you meant, like, broken glass when you said
No. The glass that comes, from all the windows inside the volcano.
What are you talking about?
From taking the helicopter over the Nazi hotel in Las Vegas, we take a hotel, helicopter ride over the molten lava coming out of this volcano, man. Oh,
I wouldn't do it today.
This is tough.
And it's not stopping. That's the thing.
No, it still keeps coming out. Yeah.
Right. And this is what reminds me, as much as I love Hawaii, why I don't live there, because there's no place to go. It's just, you're just stuck.
Go to another island.
I guess, but that's awful. That takes a lot
I would
of
like
work.
To. There's something about Hawaii that I find very, whether it's satisfying, alluring, whatever it is, it just is one of the most magnificent places. I've been very fortunate to have traveled around many places in our world, and going to Hawaii is one of the most satisfying experiences that you could ever have. It just is something about it, even though the Big Island especially is heavily populated. There's some kind of, it's a civility. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the peacefulness of looking out onto the ocean, watching a sunset. It just, it's a magnificent place. And it's like you find there's a uniqueness to it that you don't, the way the places are built and, I don't know, it's just, I'm not running, working for the Hawaiian Tourism Bureau, but it's a great place. 50 minutes past the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with One call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771. Now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the doctors that are part of our weekly routine, our daily routine, always a lot of conversation about health, your well-being, etc., etc. So you'll find it no surprise when you go to gooddayhealthshow.com that there are podcasts, information that has come that's archived from both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Stockwell continues in that vein right now. Most of you are aware that eating fish is good for your brain. Well, Jack has some research that actually brings more of that into the fold, Jack, doesn't it?
Well, they're specifically speaking, some Swedish researchers have been trying to find out why the omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids that are abundant in fish are so effective in being able to maintain or even restore better memory, brain health, whatever. And they found... they found this protein that's abundant in fish, and it's a calcium-binding protein. And what happens with diseases like Alzheimer's and what happens with Parkinson's and with Huntington's disease is you get an abundance of a certain kind of a protein in the brain tissue that kind of gloms onto itself and starts to form this plaque. And we've all heard of the amyloid beta plaque that's associated with Alzheimer's. There's a plaquing that's also associated with Parkinson's. And what they found was this calcium-binding protein that is abundant in many fish, but especially in the muscle tissue, is what contains a large amount of this particular protein structure that seems to prevent this kind of plaquing from taking place. So in this study of many, many people, those who had a much higher abundance of fish in their diet. Yeah, and we're talking about maybe at least 3 servings of fish a week, had far less probability or chances of progressing to these neurodegenerative diseases that we know of is Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So this is just recently out. And the big thing about this is that they always thought it was the omega-3 and the omega-6 fatty acids, which are important in and of themselves. It's just that they found this calcium-binding protein in there that they think might be even more responsible for brain health.
All right, let's dig into this just a bit, getting into the weeds, but not too deeply into the weeds. Calcium and vitamin D3 are necessary in order for you to maintain all kinds of goodness in your body, right? Is there any such thing as
Well, you can't absorb you can't absorb calcium without vitamin D3. You have to have vitamin D3 in the system.
All right, so what's the connection then, or the combination of, in league with what you've just said, having omega-3s? And by the way, there are, is omega-3, 6, or 12? Omega-3s are the ones that are beneficial, 6 and 12 are not. Just so you don't, you want to always look for omega-3s in supplementation form anyway. I don't know what you get.
Omega-6s are everywhere. Omega-6s are everywhere.
And but the 3 is the more beneficial.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is because you can't, your body will not make that. It has to come in through your diet.
So the more, I'm trying to cut to the quick here as far as having fish oil, whether it's supplemented primrose oil, regular, the stuff that we, castor oil, not castor oil. What did we used to have when we were kids? Teaspoons of fish oil, but it wasn't called fish oil. It was called something else then.
Cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil, thank you. That sort of thing. That's D3, isn't it?
Well, it contains vitamin D3. It also contains vitamin A.
Yeah. So the more you supplement, if I'm here, just correct me if I'm wrong. The more I and you and everybody else take in terms of capsules, fish oil capsules, the better, and eating fish, the better your brain health will be as you get older. Is that something
that's
we can
correct.
Say?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
So that's what you want to kind of keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen. It is that sort of thing that we are known for here. Some simple little, sometimes Jack goes off and, you know, 5 minutes later we may have figured out what he's saying. But in this circumstance, because he knows so much. He's the most intelligent. I've never met anybody who knows more about the body and how it works than Jack. So I have to every once in a while get the pull back on the leash so that we don't get too lost in it. But
we could go on a whole hour about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. There's something else we can go on for a long time. The tea detox cleansing system, the folks who have put together this tea, this fabulous tea that's so good for your tummy and everything else, Life Change Tea. The tea can't be found on a shelf in a store. The strength of the herbs that are in it last 1 month. Take a couple of tea bags, place them in a cup of boiling water, then you heat them, and you put them, and you mix them in water, and man, you're going to get a cleansing. This is fabulous stuff. Get rid of the pesticides, herbicides, the gluckabunga in your body by getting the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Go to GetTheTea.com. Discount.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.